Welcome to In Depth with Academia. I'm Richard Price, founder and CEO of academia.edu. And today we're taking a closer look at a paper that, wow, is quite an intellectual adventure. The title is Fine Structure Constant Derived from Primes and GM0A2 from LN2, a unification of electromagnetism with gravity, and it's authored by John Dubusel, an independent researcher and APS member. Remember, as always, my job here is to walk you through the ideas neutrally. This is not an endorsement, just a deep, honest exploration of what's being proposed and discovered. Alright, so you may have heard of the fine structure constant, usually written as alpha, that mysterious number around 1 over 137, right? It's kind of the Rosetta Stone of quantum physics, showing up in the spectral lines of hydrogen in quantum electrodynamics, you name it. The question physicists have been asking for, like, a century is, why is it that number, and can we understand where it comes from? John Whistle's paper takes a wild swing at this problem, and, well, he takes us on a bit of a wild ride. The core question tackled here is this: can the mysterious value of the fine structure constant be derived from something fundamental in mathematics, specifically prime numbers, and can that lead somehow to a deeper connection uniting gravity and electromagnetism, two forces we've never truly merged in one theory? Big claims, big ambition, and maybe a good time for me to remind you, I'm not saying this is like the answer, but it's intriguing to see how researchers approach these puzzles. Let's break down the approach. So Dubusel starts by introducing the so-called prime constant. That's a sum, just adding up numbers based on all the prime numbers, encoded as a single binary constant. Yeah, this feels a little bit like number theory meeting theoretical physics at a late night cafe. Now, he uses this constant to build a new formula for alpha, the fine structure constant. By plugging in just the first few primes, you apparently get a value matching all 12 digits of the current best experimental measurements. Seriously, the number, after all that math, it's like 137.0359284, and, that's very, very close to what ultra-high precision experiments find. Is that a coincidence? That is a question for the listener. Your curiosity is the point. But what about unification, gravity, and electromagnetism? Here's where Bussel kicks it up a notch. He explores several ratios, like G over mu zero times alpha squared, that are, in traditional physics terms, very unrelated constants. And through a set of linked formulas involving natural logarithms, specifically LN2, the logarithm of 2, he finds those same ratios can be written in different but equivalent forms, all converging to the standard and consistently measured value of Newton's gravitational constant. G, even more, he claims this relationship pops up in not one, but seven different independent ways, all agreeing to, like, better than 1 part in 10 to the 16th, which is such a weird level of accuracy that it seems worth paying attention to, or at least it makes you wonder what's going on under the hood. So back to the alpha formula. What does this mean for you, right? The core idea is almost philosophical. This suggestion that underneath all of physics, the seemingly arbitrary numbers might be encoded by something as fundamental as the primes. If true, it would mean that math and the universe are linked in a much deeper way than just math describes physics. They might, in a way, be built out of the same stuff, and that trickles down to metrology, how we define units like the second, the meter, even the kilogram. If these values can be derived, it would mean our measurements might one day depend less on experiments and more on mathematics, or at the very least on a combination of both. Now, a brief detour, because I just can't help myself. Thinking about prime numbers always makes me wander back to high school, sitting in the library poking at that old Windows calculator, dividing numbers over and over into each other. Didn't find any fundamental constants, but I did accidentally discover that 1 divided by 7 gives you repeating 142857 forever, which oddly is almost as mysterious as alpha, at least to a bored teenager. But anyway, sorry, back to the paper. So, Bussel's model shifts the traditional view. Instead of thinking of constants as immutable, he imagines them emerging from space-time structure itself, and that structure, he thinks, is built of quantized geometric patterns somehow tied to primes and fundamental logs, like LN2. He extends this to space-time scaling, saying things like the length of a second or a meter might not be as fixed through cosmic history as we usually think. This leads into some, let's say, very speculative territory about the universe's expansion, dark energy, and how quantum computers at the cosmic scale might be at play. Yes, you heard that right. But again, not endorsing, just sharing the story. As a listener, why care? Well, even if this isn't the final answer, it highlights how the process works in theoretical physics. Researchers take data, those incredibly precise k-data values, and ask wild questions. Maybe most attempts go nowhere, but some occasionally give unexpected insights. This paper is a vivid example of how science doesn't declare truth in capital letters, but invites open-minded exploration. Maybe primes and logarithms are just mathematical artifacts. Maybe they're fingerprints of the universe's architecture. Either way, reflecting on this gives anyone, not just physicists, a deeper sense of wonder about what lies under the surface of everything we take for granted. So, we've reached the end of another episode of In Depth with Academia. Thank you for letting me walk you through John Woosel's wild and creative journey. Remember, this is a neutral presentation, not an endorsement, but I hope it nudged your curiosity and sense of possibility. Think about what questions you might ask if you had the world's data and a blank sheet of paper. Until next time, I'm Richard Price. Stay curious.